And welcome back, everybody, to David and Ali on the Run. We've got Ange in the house. Ange, say hi.
Hey, guys.
This is very, very exciting, guys. We have a very special guest. Ange, do you want to just tell everyone why you are such a special guest?
Oh, you're too sweet, Ali. last week, I was lucky enough to be able to release my debut single called Queen Bee.
Congratulations. And, I think we should get a clap in the studio, much. Tom.
Yeah,
Tom. You're laughing.
There you go.
Well, Thomas happened to hear it, and here we are.
That's kind of insane.
Excited.
So how does it feel? Oh, sorry, Dave.
I wanted to ask you, like, I'm absolutely in love with the song, to be honest. I've had it on repeat for the last 24 hours. But I've always known you at Red Hill as, you know, the queen of violin, you know, always performing at the assemblies and everything. Like, what got you into singing particularly?
I've always enjoyed singing, and I suppose as a musician, you tend to be interested in all types and forms of music. So mm-hmm. when you start to dabble in different things, you start to enjoy them more.
Yeah.
And before you know it, you're trying out singing, playing on the piano. So yeah.
So can we expect
violin in the song?
Is it you playing or is it?
Yeah, it's me playing.
That's
in the
song.
Insane. It's in the chorus. So there's even violin.
So, guys, Ange is multi-talented. What can I say? You don't just get one thing when you get violin, you get singing. Also, Thomas informs me that she was one of the original broadcasters on Red Radio. Is that right, Tom?
Yeah, so about 3 years ago, there was a team of a few of us put together, and Ange was our station manager back in the day.
So there we go.
Ange, if Red Hill ever puts advertisements on Red Radio, you must demand that you get a cut.
Right. This is my project. This is my baby. Yeah. I deserve that.
I'll take 50% of the profits.
Yes. Put that forward to our studio road managers. So,
Okay, go, Ali. Go.
Ange, we just, like, obviously people have heard your song, but I don't think a lot of people know why you wrote it, where it came from. So I don't know if you want to tell us maybe what inspired you. Was this during the lockdown period that you wrote this song? Or has this been something that you've been working on for a while?
This was almost the first songs I wrote. I mean, it's changed a lot from the first time I wrote it. But basically, the idea is that I feel that every girl at some point in their lives meets a girl like this, who just, they just do not click with, who they feel is just, I don't know.
Yeah.
They feel they are better than everyone else. Let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. And so I thought,
let me put it into some words. Like, yeah. And it's called Queen Bee. And I mean, when you were writing it, you were obviously thinking, I mean, maybe it was your high school experience or something you were basing it off of, or?
Not really. It's nothing really personal in the song. It's,
oh wow.
I mean, I thought of the idea of Queen Bee, and the chorus came quite easily after that. But, oddly, it's not actually anything personal, so.
Oh, okay. Sorry, digging into something that isn't there.
No spice.
To be very honest, I thought it was a tribute to Beyonce before I actually listened to
yes.
the song the first time.
Queen Bee. I also thought Beyonce was going to make an appearance.
Well, if one day she wants to, I will not
away.
Be opposed to that.
Yes.
No, she's listening to this. Don't worry. Do not worry.
This is just for Beyonce and Beyonce only. I hope you're listening. Yeah.
I wanted to, like, so I think it's really, really inspiring that you released your debut song in a moment in time where maybe the South African industry might not be as active because of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Can you speak to me a little bit about that decision? Was it just, you know, you made the song, so you wanted to release it, or did you plan to release the song this year?
I did plan to release the song this year. I'd kind of waited to go into production because last year being matric, I thought I'd start this year. And funny enough, I was supposed to release it earlier, but the pandemic and quarantine, I wasn't able to go to the studio. But I think it worked out very nicely. I quite like the time that I released it. For exactly the reason that you say is that, you know what, it is a very difficult time. It's also a very uncertain time, and so to do something as exciting as this was definitely a bit of a boost for me at least.
No, I think it's very inspiring that you kind of went full force during a very, very scary time.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So can we expect more? Like, have you decided, are you maybe going to write another song? Are there songs currently being written? What can we see from Ange?
Ellie, you're too cute. Because I started writing in 2017, I have a few songs that I have written to completion, but I'm starting a new song now, and I'm hopefully that'll be out soon, and we'll see where it takes me. I'm hoping to do a lot more.
That's very exciting.
So would you like to go into this full time one day instead of, you know, just quit medicine and
I wouldn't want to quit medicine, but mm-hmm. I think it's every musician's dream to go into music full time. So
yeah.
Hopefully one day
Once you've already become the doctor, once you've already got the degree behind you, then maybe we'll start up the music career. So how are finding studying during the pandemic? Where are you at Wits?
I'm at Wits, yeah. And we've also done online. And I must say, it sounds so bad, but I think I'm a bit of a cat. I've quite enjoyed it at home.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, you can get through work faster because it's all done online with like PowerPoint presentations and stuff like that. So.
No, yeah.
But we don't have live lessons like you.
I've got a triple IT this morning, and I would rather drop out of school than have to endure that.
That sounds very
wrong. See, but David does online school at home, so he at least can do IT in his bed. Thomas and I have 3 hours of drama, which I'm not complaining about, but we are at school.
Yeah.
Why do you have 3 hours? That seems excessive.
Well, the thing is, like, all of our assemblies and all of the cycle tests have kind of just fallen away, so there's so much lesson time now. I just don't know what to do with us, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
We've also got, like, 7 or 8 subjects a day. Yeah. So, you know.
Goodness.
The days are weird. When people ask me how's online school, I just reply with weird. There's no other word to answer that question.
But, like, I'd like to know how it is for you, because obviously you're doing first year medicine, which is also quite hectic, I would imagine. And now you're starting up your music career. So what's your schedule like between recording and studying? Do you ever find that challenging?
It is challenging. Like, especially during the week, it gets very, very busy, especially with work. Mm-hmm. When we were at university, on campus, I mean, it's a full day. You're there from practically 8 o'clock and you're leaving at 5 sort of thing. It's a very long day. And then you've got to come home and like consolidate the notes you've made and things like that. Mm. So that was a bit tough. Quarantine's made that actually, funny enough, a bit easier because,
You can grab a cup of tea and you can just relax a little bit in between. Yeah, I'm with you 100%.
Yeah, the only thing that we're missing out now really is that we can't do pracs anymore. So all our physics and chemistry pracs, we can't do them. So it'll probably make us do that when we get back.
Oh, well, something to look forward to. Who knows when that is?
So much.
Are they also basing all of your assessments on the pandemic? I promise you, every single assessment that I've ever had something to do with coronavirus.
Even my Afrikaans comprehension, it was on coronavirus. I had no vocab on what a mask was and, like, hand sanitizer. And I was just, like, in the deep end.
I wrote, like, a 400-word Zulu essay on the impact of coronavirus on the South African economy.
Oh, my. In Zulu. Oh, my gosh. David, that's very impressive.
Unbelievable.
I would think that would be a business essay. Yeah, no, definitely not.
No.
I think the virus has definitely thrown us into the deep end, but I think some of it's been beneficial, I have to be honest.
Yeah.
Mm, I agree. I think it's slowed down everything a little bit.
Yeah. No, there has been that element. Exactly. So, Ange, where can we listen to your song? Like, where can we get this?
Pretty much all platforms, from YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, then a whole lot of other ones.
So it's everywhere.
Well. If you go on my smart link, which I can actually send to you guys if you want, it's very easy access to all the places you can find it.
That's brilliant. How does it feel to be on all those platforms? That's kind of crazy.
It's quite crazy. It is. It's very crazy to be able to like look it up and see that my song's there is quite surreal. I won't lie. Wow. It's very surreal.
And is there a music video coming? is there, can we expect like a music video or?
Oh, I don't think so. Not for this one, I don't think.
Report it on Google Meet. I'll be a part of it. I'll volunteer to be a part of it. So we'll just do a nice Google Meet session where we can record something nice. Yes. You know,
Red Radio will sponsor it. Don't worry. Thomas, can you make that happen, please?
With all of Red Radio's ad revenue, we'll be able to sponsor it. All right, guys. Let's get into some music. We're going to listen to Ange's new song. Coming up next is Queen Bee by Angelique Constantine. Always
burn. Right, Ange, so that was your very first single. How does it feel like hearing that on Red Radio where you used to control and manage?
Like I said, it's very surreal because it just, I've wanted to do this for such a long time that to have it actually like come to fruition is very surreal. Like, yeah. I still can't believe it.
That's your voice that you just listened to. It's kind of insane.
It does feel weird.
So I know David's quite the businessman and he always wants to know like where you're going in life. And so I think David has a very interesting question for you.
I mean, okay. So my brother is in his second year of internship, right? Cause he just finished his 6 years of medicine and now he's doing his second year of internship. And I really didn't have to say that. I'm just so proud of him. So
that's incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you. So I know you're doing your first year of medicine. And I remember when I was watching him, like he would work and work and work, you know, even when he'd come home on holiday, instead of playing FIFA with me, he would be studying 5-10 hours a day. But obviously you have your music career and medicine to balance with. So I just want to know in the future, would you plan on going into music full time or keeping medicine full time? I'm interested in that.
What do you want to do with medicine though? Because I don't think we actually know. What does Ange want to do with her life with medicine?
To be honest, I don't know. I really don't know. I think that the truth is that the music industry is very, very small. It's a very low success rate. Mm. So as someone who really loves music and has fallen in love with songwriting, I would love to take this full time. But I think to do it full time, I think you've got to just kind of see where the wave takes you. Mm-hmm. So if in say 4 years, 5 years, 6 years time, this has taken off, then I would want to do this full time. But, I would want to finish my medical degree too. I would want to become at least a GP.
That's it. Awesome. That's beautiful. That's really exciting.
And then I know before the show, we were discussing your stage name. Yes. Angelique Constantine, that I am pronouncing it correct, right?
Yes, you are.
Perfect. Can you speak to us a little bit about how you got that stage name? Because obviously your first name is Angelique, but yeah. Can you speak to me about that last name?
Well, I started writing songs in 2017, and in 2017, my grandfather passed away, and we were quite close, and it was quite a sudden passing. But the one thing that we had in common, we were quite close, but the one thing we had very strongly in common was the fact that we both loved music. I mean, he was never not singing or humming or whistling or dancing. So I just felt I wanted to honor him. So that Constantine, in Greek is Konstantinos, and that was his name.
That's beautiful.
I wanted to honor him.
That's
really special. So you're holding a piece of him whenever you're writing those songs. I'm sure he's very close to your heart.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, sweet. Ange,
Thomas, why aren't you as sweet as Ange? Huh? Why don't you
take this I'm not going to offer you that satisfaction of me being sweet to you guys.
I think Ange should come back as station manager. I think I've had enough of Thomas. Bring back Ange.
I'll go take over your medical degree and then Ange can come and do this.
Yeah, yes, sounds beautiful. Thomas can get the degree for you and then you can just, you know, you open the practice, you're the GP. I think that sounds like a fair deal.
I like that idea.
Ange, I'm warning you. Thomas is going to steal your ad revenue, all right? Because you're going to be doing music, you're going to be successful, and he's just going to steal all of it. So you need to come back and you need to claim your 50%.
You need to bring the lawyers with you.
Yes.
No, you have to.
Make some lawyer friends while you're in, when you're in Vids. Just walk into the law department and say, hey guys, does anyone want to be my friend? Potentially my lawyer. Gonna need it against you.
Yeah, something big coming up if you want to come.
Yeah.
So, Ange, I think I want to get into my last question. I'm not sure about Ali, But when I listen to that song, it doesn't really sound like a song that is just produced at will. The quality of the instrumentals are really, really clear. Your voice is so clear. I really think that's excellent. But like when I listen to it, I can see how much time and dedication went into it. Can you speak to me a little bit about the process of what goes into making such an incredible song? Or who did the instrumentals? Yeah, were you at a recording booth? Or how did that work?
I didn't do the production because I don't know the first thing about computers. So I went to a producer. His name is, he's incredible. His name's Jonathan Shaw. Mm-hmm. And he actually taught me a little bit about the process. So basically you start at the bottom with like the drums and the beat, and you just slowly start to layer things on. Mm-hmm. And obviously depending on what exactly the sound you want, you're going to use different mics or you're going to plug in differently. Yeah, he's got a home studio and he's got everything that's there that's so very professionally done. So.
Wow.
So in that regard, I was very lucky to have it really professional.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So you played the violin and you obviously did the vocals, but you say there are drums and everything. So who was that? Or was that just, was there a band involved or?
No, the drums and the beats are all done on the computer. There's synths.
Very interesting.
Is even in the music, there's a lot of synths and computer generated sounds. And then my wonderful producer can play guitar, so he did the guitar and the bass for this.
That's quite crazy. So you've almost got a band going for you. Next thing you'll have this whole band. That's really insane.
It's a one man band.
And the producer. So can we book you for birthday parties now? Is this can we have Ange?
She's got the ad revenue. She doesn't need the money. Either.
Yeah, sorry, I forget.
Absolutely. I'll come for birthday parties.
Well, thanks, Ange. It's been really, really lovely having you in studio and obviously kind of back on Red Hill campus in a weird way. It's been really great chatting to you. And I know from David and I'm never sure about Thomas, but we really, really hope that this takes off and you succeed in everything, because I'm just bullying Thomas. He's giving me really dirty looks right now. But Ange, just thank you so much for coming on our show and giving us a little bit of insight into the music industry. It's been really cool.
Thank you so much for having me. It was wonderful to be back in this virtual way. Yeah. It was really wonderful. Thank you so much.
Hopefully when you've released the next five songs, we can bring you back in real life and you can sit here and we can listen to it all together.
By then.
That would be amazing.